From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Friday discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Carter arrived Friday in Ankara, Turkey, where he met with Erdogan and other top Kurdish political and defense officials. VOA's Wayne Lee reports.
Carter's trip to Ankara comes amid tensions between Turkey and Iraq over the campaign to retake Mosul from Islamic State fighters. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second largest city, but Iraq is opposed. The U.S. fears tensions could kill an agreement that is keeping rival militias out of Mosul. Carter said it is important for Turkey to respect Iraqi sovereignty.
The United States will continue to work with both of them and keep everybody focused on the objective of defeating ISIL, because it has struck Turkish homeland even as it has struck the homelands of the United States and many of our other coalition partners.
Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
And this reminder that this is VOA News.